by pound. Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
Welcome. This is April 18th, and I congratulate everyone here for surviving through April 15th and however they survived Income Tax Day. My name is Winfrey, and we're doing a simulcast on the internet, on BBS Radio, and our conference line. And when you hear those things,
actually, today is Income Tax Day because they put it over to the 18th.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay. Well, we haven't survived your Income Tax Day, so those of you that are you going to be doing your taxes all night, we send you lots of blessings. And Hive is my production producer. And Hive, what's your official title?
I don't know.
He gets overpaid. But he's like our producer. He makes sure the tape recorder's going. He says hello to everybody, and he greets everybody with his warm, fuzzy hello. And would you like to greet some of those people that just came in?
Yes, I said hello to several of the folks, and if there are more people who want to say the name and city, please do so.
Hi, Lisa from San Francisco.
Good evening, Lisa. Welcome to the call.
Good evening.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Good evening, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
What's up?
How you feeling?
I'm a little messed up.
A little?
A lot of stuff in the air here. My lung stuff, but I went to the doctor. I actually broke down and went to the real doctor and got some stuff. But
all right. Somebody sent me an email and said how much they liked you.
Oh, yeah?
This is getting scary.
Oh, well, I guess that's nice.
So,
are there more people who want to say the name and city?
Hi, this is Jean from South Dakota.
Good evening, Jean. How are you doing?
Great, thanks.
All right, welcome to the call. And are there more people who want to say the name?
Esther from San Diego.
Who was it from San Diego?
Esther from San Diego.
Esther, good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And are there more people who want to say the name and city?
Gary from Encinitas.
Good evening, Gary.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Are there more people who want to say the name and city? Others who are with us are Michael from San Diego and Camille from Malibu, Gary from Redondo Beach and Dee Collier, and also Cindy from Peoria. And if we do any healing on this whole wind, then we know that Chris can use some, and also Camille is under the weather, and so is Gary in Redondo Beach.
Hey.
Welcome to the BBS call. Please say your name and city.
This is Julie. Oh, hi.
Julie, how are you?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
Welcome back.
Hi, thank you. I've been around, just silent, going through a lot, but I'm here.
All right. How are the chicken doing?
They're good.
Right.
Noisy and demanding,
okay,
but
as long as they keep on laying eggs.
Some of them do, and some of them don't. They're great.
You know what? They have a lot in common with men, don't they?
The roosters do, but the chickens are like women. They do all the work for no money.
I see.
you put your foot in it, Wynn.
And roosters are noisy and messy.
And sexually addicted, and basically they don't do a whole lot.
The roosters are sexually addicted.
Yeah, well, he gang rapes them all. There's six hens, and he gang rapes them all at least twice a day. You asked for it, man. Well, I'm giving it to you. I look at it every day.
No lawsuit.
You don't want to hear any more, Wim.
At least he's virile, right?
At least he's a mural.
Virile.
Virile.
Yeah.
He was a lot less virile. I'll tell you why. Because he's really sweet, and he'll sit on my lap and watch a movie. But he's so highly charged right now. He's been attacking me a lot, and
he goes after you too.
I'm not sure what the motivation is. I think his peripheral vision is not good, and he's on high alert. And God knows, you know, I should hurt one of his quote unquote hens.
I just got a message, and what they're saying is, stop giving him so much Viagra.
No, we haven't been.
All right.
Very funny.
And
well, if we could market whatever he's got running through his thing, we could have a nightmare, really, basically.
Okay.
A nightmare.
Right.
A serious nightmare.
All right.
A bigger one than we've already got.
Anyone else on the call that wants to say the name in the city? No. Okay. Did you guys all read what we're doing tonight?
No.
Did you get the email? Yeah? Okay.
It's about Viagra?
No, it's not about Viagra.
Oh, good.
Oh. Well, I didn't talk to anybody beforehand, so this is not prearranged, so I don't know what people are going to say. But I do know over the course of time that we've been doing these calls, a lot of people, many people, have sent me emails, and they've had many amazing things happen for them as a result of being on the calls. And, there's this theory. I call it a theory because we deal with invisible realms. We can't see it. But it's the response that happens that says, I think this is really working. Because we have a voice that speaks through Terry that identifies itself as these two group souls that formed an association in another dimension so they could talk to us. And one is the Ra group and one is the Elohim group. And both of them have the ability to connect with our fields. Humans have energy fields that are expansive. And we don't see our fields, but it's pretty clear that most people who are spiritual and metaphysical have some idea that there's such a thing as a human energy field. Even the healing art of acupuncture is based on energy fields. So we have an energy field, and we have a matrix that's not limited in its expansion. It can go on infinitum. For most people, it is limited because to have a body in this realm usually ends up causing what's called contraction of your energy field. There's a veil. There's a block to the energy. So it's not easy to get through that block. Well, in our conversations with our sources, they exist on the other side of the block. And that we've been learning how to feel their energies through the block. And many people have had experiences and tinglings and expansions and lifting of depressions and healings and synchronicities, etc., etc. And that's what happens when your energy field expands, because in this realm, things follow certain laws, the laws of the physical realm. But in the higher dimensions, things are fluid. They're not so rigid as they are here. And the laws are different, and maybe at some certain place there's no laws. So when you can create a bridge between dimensions, you create the possibility of transforming or changing the what would be the physical laws of this dimension. And so we can say that in theory, but on these calls, there's been a number of things that have happened, and I'm sure there's things that have happened that I don't know about because people don't always tell me. But, you know, I get emails from people quite often about some kind of phenomenal event that happened to them. And a phenomenal event could be a healing. It could be a synchronicity. It could be a lifting of an attitude or a pattern that you've had for your whole life, for a good part of it, and suddenly, by magic, it's like dissolved away, and you're not in that pattern anymore. We've had a lot of people that have had that. It could be a number of things, and anything is possible when you start expanding your field. Now, how do you expand your field? If I could say that in words, everyone would do it, and we'd have a different planet. So you can't, it's not exactly something you can do with your mind. I would say maybe it's akin to the experience of love. Like if you love somebody, the first time you're with them, you feel this exhilaration. And then you feel it, keep feeling it, and then before you know it, you're in a whole different state of mind because you're feeling a loving energy. Now, how did you get to feel that? By example, somehow you were in the field of that person, and you felt their field, and it was directed towards you, and it actually combined with your field. When you have love, whether it's spiritual love or romantic love, there's fields that combine. People combine fields. And so on this call, we're experiencing fields from non-physical entities. In fact, they don't have bodies, as far as I know. See them, but we can feel their energies when they show up. And that's the amazing thing. And so, coming into the line, and, you know, I'm going to mute everybody.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
By coming into the line, you have the potential to expand your field. Now, I can't promise that will happen for everyone, but it happens for a lot of people. And I guess one of the reasons it happens is because you're ready for it to happen. If you want to expand your field, you have to be willing to let go of something. You have to be willing to let go of your contraction. You have to be willing to let go of the fear of the unknown because it's a new experience. So if you're afraid of the unknown, you'll hold yourself in contraction to that expansion. And you have to come to those things. And you have to come to them maybe to start out with by trusting what we're doing. So that's why you have to come to the calls for a while to see, make sure you trust it. Make sure there's no agendas, that nothing is trying to control you. Because when you open up to energies that you can't see,
you have to decide. You see, that person just hung up. They didn't want to go into the unknown. No.
Entry and exit chimes are off.
You have to decide that you trust the circumstance and be open to the circumstance. So on this call, you know, normally on our Monday calls, they vary, but oftentimes I pick a topic and we question our sources. And that's one way to decide if you trust them. Listen to their answers. Listen to the feeling you get, your intuitions. You know, the Elohim say they created the physical universe. And we had a whole series of questions about how they created it. And I would listen to their answers very carefully and say, it makes sense. Kerry couldn't make that up. And they're consistent over years. You know, if I ask them anything now compared to what I asked 5 years ago, there's a consistency in the point of view. And so this is like opening up to a new relationship. It's not a casual thing. It's not a one-night stand. It will stay with you the rest of your life. It will enhance your life. It will stay with you beyond your life. I believe that's true. I'm still here, so I can't say for sure, but I have the idea that when you learn to connect with energies that are outside of this realm, and you really connect with them and you become familiar with them, then when you die, you'll still be connected to those energies. And so that protects you from a lot of other possibilities that could happen when you die that might not be so pleasant. So on this call, we are going to share, you guys, I hope you'll share, since I haven't prearranged it, and I don't know who's going to speak up. I hope some of you will share some of the things that have happened to you as a result of being on the call that fit into the category, the topic of this call. Did you have a miracle? Did you change an attitude? Can you say you used to be like this and now you're like this? Did you have synchronicities where you... I got an email from somebody in Las Vegas. She's probably not on the call, but she said, you know, since she's come on the call, she's had all these synchronicities. She was going broke. She's got a job. She's making a lot of money. She found a new boyfriend. And it's all been very magical for her. And that may not be happening for you. And you may have something else going on. And maybe you need to be on the calls longer, read the materials over and over again, till you unbrainwash yourself from all the belief patterns that we've all held about our limitations. So I guess I'll start the ball rolling and I'll tell the two stories that I could probably tell 10 stories, but I'll tell two stories that I thought were extraordinary about things that happened on this line or as a result of my connection with these sources. And, of course, the first one is my sister, which is the thing that really caught my attention when Daphne first started channeling. And my sister was going in the hospital, and I asked them if they could help my sister because there was a serious chance that she wasn't going to survive, and they said they could. So she survived a serious operation. And I thought it was coincidence at first. And then a few weeks later, I get a call from my brother-in-law. Something strange really happened because Joanne had to go in for tests. And the nurse said, there's no cancer, but there's something wrong with the test because we can't measure your lupus. And her lupus had disappeared. Well, now I was fairly convinced that they did an intervention because lupus never goes away. So I did a follow-up channeling, and I said, asked them, I said, how did you guys do that? And they said, well, we projected a filter into her blood and took lupus out. And I was like overwhelmed. Overwhelmed is not the even the right word. I'm dealing with a source, and I'm having conversations with them. You guys hear how casual our conversations are, and they just told me they projected a filter into my sister's blood and took her lupus out, which, according to medicine, cannot happen. And I asked them at another point, I said, can you guys stop a nuclear weapon from going off? And they said they could, but they needed enough people asking so that they would have permission to do that. Their policy, as they have stated it, is to honor free will, which means they don't intrude unless they're asked. They can do interventions that are for the highest good of all concerned and that don't violate the free will of anyone else. And I think there's another aspect, and that is some people need to go through something that's very difficult because they're clearing a pattern through going through that. And although they would wish it to go away immediately because it's painful, they would miss a huge lesson if they didn't stay with them until they had actually gotten through the pattern. So when we ask for something and it doesn't happen, that may be one of the reasons. And I'm trying to think, I was going to tell one more story. This was a story of a synchronicity. And I share this. It's very funny, actually. I forgot about this, but I've been sharing it lately. This isn't exactly in relationship to these calls, but at a certain point in my life, I think they were teaching me the power of my own thoughts. You know, we've heard when you think things, that thoughts are real, thoughts create reality. Well, I had an episode, and it was a period of my life where I was selling things at fairs. And I was at this one fair that was very, very crowded in Orange County. And I found a parking place near my selling spot, and we sold out a product. So I had to drive from Orange County to L.A. to buy some more product. And I didn't want to lose my parking space. So I put a table in the parking space, and I wrote a sign on the table that said, if you park here, you will get towed. And I drove off, and I hoped that maybe my space would still be there when I came back. So I came back, I'm driving back, and I'm about 5 miles away from my destination, and there's all these clanky noises coming from the engine. I pulled into a gas station, and I see my water pump had blown. It was spouting water. So I'm losing $100 an hour, and I'm not back at this fair, and I'm sitting in the gas station twiddling my thumbs saying, how am I going to get back? How am I going to get this stuff back? So 3 Hispanic guys were driving this huge flatbed tow truck. They were getting gas. And so I went up and I said, how much would you charge me to take my car 5 miles? And so they said $35. And I whipped out my money really fast. And they put me on their truck. And they drove me the 5 miles. And, of course, I'm going back to the spot that I had saved for myself. and they're lowering the car, and the spot was still there. We're pushing my vehicle into the spot, and there were these two guys leaning on a beer truck right in front of me, and they were looking at me, and they were laughing, and really laughing their heads off, and I couldn't imagine what was so funny. So I asked them, I said, how come you're laughing? And they said they saw my sign, and this was the first time they ever saw anyone get towed back. So what did my sign say? If you park here, you will be towed. And you see, I should have said, if you park here, you will be towed. If you park here after 12 noon, you will be towed. I didn't say that. I said, if you park here, you will be towed. And so I had been parked there, so I was towed. And I have to believe that I created that. It was an impossible synchronicity. So that's the way things work when you start moving your energies into higher dimensions and integrating them with the earth plane. Things happen that can't normally happen. And so on that note, I'm going to shut up. And if anyone on the line would like to share something of their experience, remember, it can be a synchronicity, a miracle, a personal transformation. Press star 6 now, and hopefully somebody will press star 6 and we'll hear something.
Gwen, it's Dee from Missouri.
Hi, Dee.
Good to be here. I've been gone a little while. I would like to share two things, if I could, and I'll hurry. One, the miracle wasn't with me. It was with my husband, as you know. I've been coming on the calls for quite a while, and he's been pretty sick. And he's gone through some procedures with the doctor and the hospitals and different things. But I wanted to say, I pray, of course, to my higher powers every night, but I've started including the Ra and Elohim in my prayers and asking for things. And my husband is getting better. He's not perfect, of course, but he's getting better. In the last 3 days, he has had a quality of life that he hasn't had for a long, long time. And I attribute that to me coming on these calls and getting the energies and them being in my life daily. And the other thing, and I would call this a miracle too, but I'm growing as a person. I'm realizing things that I never realized before, the kind of like patterns that I've lived all my life. I've lived a terrible life of abuse, and not that I want sympathy, I don't. I've learned a lot from it, and I'm glad I went through what I went through. But anyhow, just the other day, a lady told me, that doesn't even know me, that she was proud of me. And it was sweet of her to say that. I mean, it's nice to get praise. But it dawned on me that, you know what, I need to be proud of myself. I don't need validation as far as what I do or to go to somebody and have them approve. Approval, that's my word. I've realized now that I don't need other people's approval. I need my approval. And I'm growing so much as a person, it's just, it's ridiculous. And I'm growing at a very fast rate. I've asked on the Wednesday night call several times of the Ra on what they thought I should be doing. And I know now what I should be doing, and I'm working toward that. And it's going to be where I can help people, which is wonderful. But to grow as a person and realize who you are and what you are and the things that you really need to be learning, and like you were saying, I've learned some really neat lessons lately, and I didn't take them as bad. I took them as, hey, that's a good lesson. And a year ago even, I wouldn't have even thought that. I wouldn't even thought I was learning a lesson. So I'm very grateful to be on these calls and the energy. I feel the energy daily in my life. It's not just on these calls now. It's with me always.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very beneficial to me. And I don't think I could get through the things that I've been going through if it wasn't for you and Terry and the Ron.
Well, thank you. I'm just like a facilitator. I just get credit for showing up.
Well, you showing up and Terry showing up and everybody being there. It's just, even everybody on the calls, it's a group thing, and it works. It works.
Thank you.
In my life.
Thank you so much for sharing. Anyone else? Star 6,
hey,
so we hear you.
Chris.
Yes, Chris.
Hey, I know you know everything that's been happening to me, but, you know, since I've been on the calls, you know, I've given up those addiction issues that, which I later learned have plagued me for a couple of lifetimes. And I've learned to deal with the fear. And also I learned that I had attached entities to me from past lives, and they supposedly got them to cross over. So I think that's lifted a lot off of me. And just so I can get back to using my higher self instead of that lower human, more human side, covering up the scary stuff that happened when I was a kid with all the visitations and negative entities and all that that have gone on and all that.
You've felt a lot more protected since you've been on the calls, yeah?
Oh, right. Yeah, definitely. And I know, yeah, part of it, and the other part of it is I've given up some of the things I was into that, you know, that the negative stuff, you know, that they would use and I would allow in, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Also, we're taking calls over the phone. If anyone calls EBS, let me see what the number is here. The number is, I put it on the notice I sent out. I'll just tell you just a second. It's
The number here, Vin.
You have the number? Go ahead.
415-287-0074.
Let me just tell you, that may work, but there's another number he told me to tell people to call. So
the 530?
530.
413.
Mm-hmm.
4511.
That's it, yeah. 530-413-4511.
And there's another number, same as the one you just said, but then in the last two digits are 15.
Yeah, I don't... let's see. Well, the one. Oh, you know what? The 11 won't work, but the 15 will work. I'm on the 11 call. I'm on the 4511. So it's 4515, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's the name of the work. So, you know, just tell Seth when he'll interrupt me, and we'll put you on. And if someone else is talking, if you're calling on the BBS number and someone else is talking, just stay in the background and let them finish and announce yourself when they're done. Okay? Anyone else like to share
Hi.
Something?
Hi. Hello.
Julie. Yes, Julie.
Yeah. Hi. I've had a lot of help from what I call the good energies, I call them, in terms of, like, I have suffered from depression and for many years, but recently I had an awful lot of grief and I was panicking, so out of control. I took a walk and I had forgotten to ask for help from this group. And I was really desperate and I asked them to ground me and take away the stress. And I immediately felt better. And it doesn't sound like much. And the truth is, I can't prove most of the things that come to mind that have been helps and miracles and things. So I will go on to something that's more tangible, because it's the only thing that I say is entirely up to them and is really tangible. So I had been... I met Wynne and Terry at the Conscious Life Expo on Valentine's Day, February the 14th, 2010. I didn't know what I was doing at the booth. I'd never heard of the Elohim and the Ra, and I ended up buying their booklet. I just had to buy it, and I took it away. I came on the call one time, and then I went to Venice Beach with a friend, and I came back. And on March the 8th at 6 p.m., I called Wynne, and I begged him for help. I was lying on my bed, and I felt like I was dying. I had the swine flu. I had been screaming for hours, and really, I was just in agony, and I felt like I was dying, but I wanted to leave. It was so bad, and I could not help myself at all, and I managed to drag my landline onto the bed, dial the number, and I said, Wynne, I don't know what I said, I'm dying here, just is there anything you can do? And he said something like, well, it's not a healing call tonight, but if you, I forget exactly what he said, but anyway, he said enough for me to understand that I should ask the energies to help me, and I followed his direction, and the next thing I knew, the pain was gone. Well, I was out of my body for 45 minutes because I have no recollection from 6 o'clock when I called until just a few minutes before 7 when I heard them say, the call is over, at which point I was lying in the bed and the pain was completely gone. This was pain that had been going on for well over 24 hours, and I was fine. I was not completely cured from the swine flu, but I was cured enough not to want to die and to be able to sleep and not to have to go to the emergency room. So that's for sure, definitely for me, because the mind will doubt everything else and question it, and maybe there was intervention from this group, that group, and I was doing this, that, and I was doing other things. But with this, it's clear to me that this was the intervention of this group and the good intentions of everybody on the line also, who completely assisted me beyond that point with their askings and their goodwill for me. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Julie. And did anyone phone in that's on the line? Okay. Anyone on the conference call? Star 6.
Yes, Wynne. I would like to share something. This is Gijs from Megalia. And this was during the first call this year. That was on a Sunday, and my son, the day before, Eddie, he was 9. Sorry, he was 7, but now he's 8. He had said to me at New Year's Day, he said, the number one gift I'd like to receive this year is for my warts to be gone. And he had these for over a year. And then the next, on the Sunday call, somebody else, a gentleman, asked for help with his warts. And then I kind of tagged on to that. And on Monday, the very next day, Monday morning, my wife, who's very skeptical about the calls I do with you folks, she called me at my work. She said, I can't believe it, but Eddie's warts are disappearing. So that happened overnight. It's just, you know, a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amazing.
They have gone all the way right now.
How long did he have them before?
He had those for over a year.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That was really, you know, that's like a miracle.
Okay. Anyone else? Star 6.
Hello.
Yeah, who's that?
From San Francisco.
Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Yeah, a couple of Sundays, two or three Sundays ago when we had our call, I mentioned about my brother. It's been very difficult trying to get along with him. And I mentioned that he was driving me crazy, but I was going to pray for his happiness. And when the Ra On were making their comments, they sent love and light to my brother and me, and I thought that was really nice. Well, for some time now, since my mother died actually 11 years ago, my brother is in charge of like a medical trust for me, and so we've had to be in touch. And I found him to be very emotionally disturbed, sometimes, you know, even somewhat sociopathic or, you know, totally unaware of another person's feelings. He's been very cruel, very mean-spirited. I don't know what I did, what he has against me, what he thinks I did to him. And he gets his feelings hurt over every little thing. And he's always making up stories about me, about terrible things I am and do, and I just don't know where he gets his ideas. I end up having very bizarre experiences with him. So when he starts yelling at me in an authoritarian tone, I say something really calm and relaxed, and I simply tell him I'm going to get off the phone now. And then he gets from that I was screaming my head off, which I never did. Like, he can't hear me be calm because he's not calm. Anyway, you know, I was really hoping that we could be close, and it doesn't seem like that's possible. So every time I talk to him, it's like, oh, what is it now? Or every time he sends me a letter. Well, that afternoon after the Ra On said, you know, that we're sending love and light to you and your brother, my brother called me, you know, hours after the call, and we had to talk about what was going on with the trust. Well, I have never heard him sound so cool, calm, and collected, and no insults, no treating me like with disrespect. I just don't know where it comes from, you know. And it was so unusual a call, and then I ended up finding myself saying nice talking, which I never say to him because it's never nice. And not only that, but the following Sunday, he had to call me, and it was the same thing. And we could stay on the phone for more than 15 minutes without him getting excited. You know, he's very excitable. And the same thing happened. So if nothing else happens, I'm sure that those two calls were a result of me being online on the conference call and the Ra On putting their energies out for both of us. And, you know, it was very, very noticeable, the difference. So I wanted to share that.
Thank you. You know, I have to say, this little miracle here, that we're actually doing this. You know, going from the place where I first had this experience of talking to these guys and saying for like 3 years, can this be real? Can this be real? Can this be real? And suddenly, we have a group of people that are listening to these calls, probably in the hundreds, and that it's making a difference for many of their lives, and it's kind of like magic. And I'm sitting here watching it and saying, man, how are we doing this? I mean, some of you have been, you know, on the calls for 2 or 3 years and probably have noticed how my attitude has changed, how more confident. It's like I was almost scared to say directly what was going on because I didn't think anyone would believe it. So I used to start the calls all the time by telling my story and telling the story of how I met Daphne and then Terry and how the story, my story, and then people would complain, Lynn, we're so sick of hearing your story. But I didn't really know how to introduce it, you know, because I don't want people to believe it blindly. I mean, if you notice, I choose my words carefully, and I say, oftentimes I say, the voice that communicates through Terry, they identify themselves this way, because there's no way to prove it, but by the results, by the things that are happening for the people that are on the calls. Terry, did you want to share anything?
Just doing these calls has been like a miracle, and to be able to be with the Elohim, say, when they're looking over the earth, and they're like talking to a hurricane, or they're talking to a storm, and to see everything from that perspective has been really amazing. And to see harsh energy on a fault line dissipating, or energy shifting, it's been a real honor to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anyone else want to share anything? Star 6. Okay. You know, for those of you that are listening and say, I want that to happen for me, we're going to do a channeling, and we'll share, we'll ask them, how can people have this kind of stuff and bring it into their life and happen for them? And we're going to call in the light. Calling in the light is my shorthand invocation to bring their energies in. Many of you who are on the calls know that the energies start to tune into the energy. I don't have to do that. The energy is just here. You guys are bringing the energy that are carrying it, and we hit the ground running. But this is the formal way that I've taught myself. And Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, and through the energies of all the planetary fields in our solar system, including the sun, through the energy field of the earth, coming in on our crown chakra, moving through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke the blending of all of our energies, coming together in another dimension, in oneness. For those that want to participate in this, this is a free will call. And we invite our sources to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And we just await our sources to introduce themselves, and I thank them on behalf of all the people that they've interacted with energetically and on this call, and maybe they can share what they would like to share regarding this topic.
We greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. This is the 18th of April, 2011, and we are not only on the VBS line, moving through the airwaves, moving through the electronic equipment, but we are also free roaming in and through the dimension, the third dimension. And we make contact with each and every person who wishes to have contact made. Every person who is listening, who is reading the transcript at some later time. And our love pours out to each and every one of you. And we are delighted to make contact as your realm is often very hard to contact. And it is like a long-lost brother that has gotten lost and suddenly one finds and makes contact and can communicate again with that person. And we send our love to each and every one of you, and we say that if each and every one of you needs any assistance 24/7, we are there and we can hear you. And you are making connection, even though sometimes in your realm it doesn't feel like there's an answer that, and it feels like no one has heard. We are such high frequency that it is hard for individuals in this identity to feel that they have been heard. However, we are hearing you, and we can provide assistance when it is for the highest good. We send our love, and we thank you for this opportunity to connect with you, Adonai.
Can we ask a question?
All right.
The question is, for those people that are listening, saying, I don't feel anything, where are they? What can they do to help them make a real connection?
They can get a copy of the book, feel the book, and see if they can sense the energy. Copy of the book of questions and answers with the Elohim or the creator gods of this universe want to talk to you. That's the same book. And copy of the reincarnation of Edgar Casey book. And see also if you yourself experience any changes within your own space on how you yourself feel. Is there a softening of the energy? Do you move into a more cheerful space where everything feels like it's going to be okay, even if it's for an instant? There is the energy that rides with us in the connection, and just feeling this energy can help you stabilize and can help you bring the things to yourself that are helpful and are good for the soul. So when you feel those things, there is another aspect of this that you're sensing with your body. So when you sense this, you may think that it's part of your mind. But observe this phenomena, as although the energy connection has triggered the mind and the body, it is the trigger from us that has set this into motion. This is something that we have noted, and just because it is in your mind, then do not assume that it is of your mind.
Thank you. Okay, well, it's almost 7. We're going a little over, but Don didn't have a show scheduled, so it was okay to do that. Thank you all for being here. We look forward to our next call on Wednesday. People submit us questions and sometimes healings. They're requesting those things. And if you want to be included in the Wednesday call, send your question to questions@messageaday.net. And I try to give preference to people that never asked a question before first. So if you've never asked one, take advantage and send it. And I can't promise I'll ask it, but there's a good chance I will. And thanks, everyone who came forward to share their experiences tonight. And thank Terry and all the people volunteering. And I'll unmute everybody.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
And also thank everybody that's listening to all the replays, because they said that the same energy is on the replay line as it is on the call. And all of you are doing a great service just by being here and helping to anchor these energies into physical reality. You may not understand that at first, but after a while, you'll get it, that you start to learn how to hold these higher energies in your field, and you start, without trying, just uplifting the people around you. It's really important now, because with all these changes going on, there's so much potential for fear and panic and what's going to happen, and you're needed to hold the space of peace. And on that note, I'll say goodbye to everyone on the line. And I think, are we open? I think we're open, so we'll hear you when you say goodbye back, and I'll leave it on the tape. Uh-oh, maybe we're not open. Hang on a second. Hang on, don't go away.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
All right, everyone's unmuted.
Thanks, Wynn. Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Thank you. And Camille, are you on the line?
Yes.
Don't go away. I'm going to stop the tape.
To stop conference recording, press 1. Your conference recording has stopped.
That was a good one. All right.
That just like echoed out into the stratospheres. It just felt like the space that we've just taken up here. Great. Wynn,
right.
Tell me about your project.
Listen, maybe we should talk not on the line.
Okay.
First, everyone would like to listen, okay?
Okay. Do you want me to call you back?
Yeah, why don't you call me back? I'll give you a number. And just a second. Hang on a second. Don't go away. It's 530. No, it's not 530. That's Tom's number. It's 626. And everyone, please don't call me unless it's an absolute emergency. 626-789-5483.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me hang up. Call you. Should I call you now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.